You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast.
And joining me right now is Stuart Gall, CEO of Intelligent Ultrasound, IUG. Ticker there. Stuart, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, good to talk to you again, Justin.
Yeah, you just released your half-year results, and this is to the end of June 30, 2023. And I think the market's missing some of this because, you know, AI is everywhere. Everyone's talking about AI. Even companies without an AI strategy are saying, we've got an AI strategy, and they're trying to sort of cash in on that. You, on the other hand, have an AI strategy, and it's growing very quickly. And the forecasts, actually, I read the broker note today, and I had to reread it. Wow, that's amazing. So we'll go through that. But let's first of all, for people who are not familiar with Intelligent Ultrasound, explain what you're about, please, Stuart.
Okay. Yeah, so we're an ultrasound specialist company. We focus on ultrasound software broadly. And ultrasound, remember, is the world's fastest, safest, cheapest imaging modality. And we're all about making it easier to learn and simpler to use. And we do that with our, what we think is a unique model. It's called Classroom to Clinic. So Classroom is all about basically building and selling ultra-realistic simulators to teach doctors how to do ultrasound scanning. And then we follow those doctors, clinicians into the clinic, and we give them AI-driven software tools that enable them to scan patients faster and better. And then in the long term, where we're hoping that we can take those tools and see them move into primary care and potentially even ultrasound at home, which would enable ultrasound for everyone.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's talk about, I mean, you know, we are looking backwards here, but let's talk about the results up to the 30th of June. So people have to understand there's two sort of parts of the business, or three routes to market, but two parts of the business, like you say, the classroom side is, you know, quite mature and it's doing very well. And you've got the AI side coming behind very quickly. If this was a horse race, I'd be betting on the AI. but take us through the financial results for the 6 months, if you could do it first.
Yeah, okay. So broadly, we had a positive start to the year. Revenue was up 3%. But actually, because we had a very big order in the UK from Health Education England, which we did flag last year, if you actually look at a like-for-like basis, actually revenue's up 35%. I think importantly, there's a few sort of key sectors that we look at. AI-related software revenue, that is up 145% to 0.7 million. So that's over doubled, of course, from 0.3 last year. This is a key area people are saying, you know, is this going to grow? Are you going to be able to make money from AI? Can you keep the growth going? So obviously that's important that we keep doing that on a half yearly basis. I think the other area is that the US simulation side, we've always looked at the US market, you know, can we get the US market right? We've done quite a lot of things in the US over the last 12 months. We've improved our marketing to generate more leads. We've got specific people now recruited that basically take those leads and turn them into opportunities. And we do web-based demos now. So we try and we have this top sonographer who basically demonstrates our products over the web. And that's actually enabled us to sort of push our leads through quicker to being a sale. And I think we're starting to see that really working in the US. Because you remember in the US, you've got huge distances you've got to cut and cover. Smaller company like ours is trying to cover the whole of America with five people. If you can find a way of shortcutting the demonstration side of it, that helps both on cost side, to be honest, but also in terms of speed of being able to do demos quickly, the quality of those demos. So that's a positive. And then resellers around the world, their sales doubled as well. We've had a tough couple of years with resellers, with COVID, etc. Resellers struggled to sell a product that takes a long time to sell in a market where you can't go and demo it. And we're starting to see those recover. Although I'd say there's still work to do. Places like France and Germany and China, we've definitely got scope and opportunity to improve our sales there. And I think the only slight negative was the UK being down. But then it's had a couple of exceptional years and we were expecting that. So, you know, we still remain very, very positive. UK is going to carry on being a sort of positive, strong part of our business going forward.
Yeah, but just break that down. So essentially, you've got around about half come from the UK and half from US, rest of the world. And like you say, US, rest of the world, the US was up 154% and rest of the world up 104%. And then you had that big order. And AI is starting off very nicely. Like you say, I was looking at this and, you know, so it's very few companies that have or are generating money from AI, I think. But you are, and it started from a small base. But the growth is quite spectacular. So it's what 300,000 up to 700,000, and in H2 you expect to double again. Is that right?
Yeah. So I think, look, you know, early days of commercialization. Let's be honest. A lot of companies will say we've got spectacular growth, okay? And the fact is, because you're coming from a relatively low number, but you've got to start somewhere, and you've just got to keep stepping forward. And so, we have spent 5 years building sort of three pillars of our AI platform to go forward and generate revenue. And I think the important thing is now that we are in the commercialization phase. You know, we've done a year of what I'd call the very early commercialization phase, where you're starting to see, is there any interest? Are people going to buy this? So clearly, you know, we've got a vision that we can get this business, the AI side of the business, to equal the simulation side of the business, and to do it as, you know, we clearly want to do that as quickly as possible. And I think when you look at the three pillars that make up where are these sales going to come from, they're all products now in the market. They're sort of first to market products, but most importantly, they are regulatory approved. You know, so it's easy to talk about a product. It's much harder to get it through regulatory approval. We now have a product. First place is in with GE. So GE is a big partner, GE Healthcare. GE Healthcare are the world's biggest medical imaging company. They're the biggest ultrasound company, and they're also the biggest in obstetrics ultrasound. We have an exclusive agreement with them in women's healthcare, and our software powers their Sonolist software that they have embedded on their Voluson ultrasound machines. And this is basically a first to market, world's first fully integrated AI tool that basically, as the sonographer scans, it is able to recognize the image that it's seeing and then tell you if you've met the protocol. So in obstetrics, you've got to scan to a protocol. So at 20 weeks, it's really important that you identify the 21 views within the baby that basically says there's nothing wrong. You know, you can look at that view and say that's normal or that's abnormal. Our software tells the sonographer instantly that the scan they've saved has met the protocol and they can diagnose from it. Okay. So that's a really important step. It helps reduce stress. It enables you to basically standardize scanning, and hopefully in the longer run, it's going to help in effect speed up scanning as well. So there's sort of lots and lots of wins for everyone in that. And this software was basically has been launched by GE on their Voluson range. They have four products in the range that make up ultrasound machine, their machine range. At the top, they have the Voluson Expert. Then beneath that's the Signature, slightly, it's just a cheaper machine, great features, but slightly, you know, lower down the scale than the Expert. And then you have the Swift and Performance at the low end. We have launched on the Expert, launched on the Swift, and obviously we're looking to be, you know, on all their machines at some point going forward. But the key thing is that GE have this on their machines. We get a royalty when customers activate our software. It's a one-off royalty, but if, once they activate it on that sale, we get a royalty off that. So that sort of pillar of working with GE, we see as being a really important part of pillar of what we're going forward in terms of our revenue generation, and obviously one that we expect to build over the years. So we look forward to building that now. That's the first one. The second one is what we call scan nav anatomy. It's all about peripheral nerve blocks. So peripheral nerve blocks, if you have a local anesthetic to do maybe an operation on your hand or your leg, instead of having to go under general anesthetic, you can have a local anesthetic. And that local anesthetic means you don't have to stay in hospital overnight, so you don't use up a hospital bed. It's safer for you. It's cheaper for the hospital to do. And what the market said was that the anesthetists that do local anesthetic blocks are competent doing block because of the ultrasound. The ultrasound's the issue for them. They're not, you know, ultrasound experts when they start. And so learning how to do the ultrasound and then also understanding that ultrasound image as they're trying to inject the needle and then see the in the grayscale image that they're seeing in 2D and saying, can they get the needle to the target area? That was the area they said they're competent, but actually not necessarily confident. And if you could give a tool to the marketplace would make analysts confident in that, we think there's a market for that. And so that's what we developed. We got CE approval for that last year. So we're now basically, there's another product that's on the marketplace. And this is all about building sales in the UK, US and Europe, mainly focused in the UK and the US at the moment. It's about getting the studies out that show the economic benefits, about getting the studies out that show this is why it's good, this is why it's positive, this is how it helps you identify the structures, this is how it gives you confidence. And we think that'll be our second sort of pillar of AI revenue over 24, 2025. And then the final one is Needle Trainer. And Needle Trainer is a device, it's like a hybrid AI device. And this teaches you how to needle someone, real life person using live ultrasound, but actually you can do it on a volunteer and you feel as though you're scanning, well, because you are scanning a real person, you push the needle in, but nothing goes into the patient. It's all simulated and you learn how to needle under the stress of doing it on a real person. Teaches you so you can see the nerves, see where the artery is that you've got to miss, etc. And those three products, we think over the next 2 to 3 years are going to build us into sort of properly sort of material revenues that in effect really establish us as a player in this space, and that we will then have a simulation business, you know, the foundation business, the business that generates sort of 9, 10, 11, hopefully 12 million revenues over the coming years, and then an AI business that catches up with that. So we have a sort of materially changed business over the next 2 to 3 years. And that's certainly what we've spent the last 5 years doing. And now it's about making that happen commercially.
Yeah. And what's encouraging, I suppose, for current investors, you would think developing all these products would be hugely expensive and you'd have to go to the market, whatever, raise money. But that's not the case, is it? You're saying you've got enough cash to get a profitability now.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think we've never raised vast amounts of money. I think we've done a lot with the money that we've raised. And our shareholders have been fantastically supportive to do it, you know, enable us to do that. They supported us last year when we raised £5 million to take us to basically profitability. That continues to be our aim and take those markets out. Now, the good thing is that we have, you know, one pillar of those sales are done through GE. So this is GE that is selling the Volison product with the Sonalist software on it. So that is a sort of OEM revenue stream that they are involved in. But then ourselves, we have a direct sales force in the UK and US already established, already outselling. We have a full build warehousing facility, dispatch tech support facility just outside Cardiff and Caerphilly. That's all operational and scaled and ready now. And I think that, you know, we should be able to do everything we've said we'll do from the money that we've raised. And that's certainly where we are at the moment. That's absolutely what we're aiming for. And all our focus is trying to get to that point of getting material revenues from the AI side and really substantially changing this business.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to ask you for three reasons why someone should follow you on Vox in a bit. But before that, I've been reading your broker notes. And I did have to read it twice because... And you say you have a vision of generating 25 million in revenues by 2025, evenly split between simulation and clinical AI. Now, if you imagine that, where AI is at the moment, like say you're going to run about sort of 2 million in sales, hopefully this year, that's a huge ramp up. And they say, literally, you could be a global player in this space. And they say the company could be worth in excess of 100 million. And of course, right now, I'm looking at the market cap, we are 35 million. And that's just at 2025 level. So how far can this go, AI? I mean, I'm assuming, like I said, it's going to take over like the internet did our lives. But surely going forward, AI, is, especially in your sector, in your area, is going to be used more widely, isn't it?
I certainly think so. I just want to be clear on your last point. It's a vision. It's not a, you know, official forecast in the market. It's an indicative where we think we can get to over the sort of near term. I think if you look at AI generally, it is about proving, you know, it's about making workflow faster. It's about helping support. It's about de-stressing. But it's fundamentally, you've got to give a hospital an economic reason to buy your software. And we hope that, you know, the products we've got do that. But I think there's multiple areas we can take this. I mean, we are very focused on ultrasound. That is where we specialize. And I think if you look at ultrasound, there are multiple areas where we can then take products in the future through. So I think, yes, clearly this is not, in our view, just a one-off and then that's it. We think there are multiple products that can come out in the future, albeit, you know, we're not awash with cash. So it's not as if we're able to develop loads of stuff. We are trying to do what any company in our space does, which is balance the cash and the revenue forecast with the investment that you spend and get it right. Prove we can do it in this space, start generating material revenues, show where the pipeline is going to come through after that.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, then, if you could then, if people are listening to this, likes the sound of the progress you're making, Stuart, but they're not yet following the story, if you could give them three reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add you to their watch list, please.
Okay, well, I think we've got three first-to-market products in the AI, this new AI medical imaging space. We've actually had another positive first half of the year and a start on our target to meet our expectations. So that's the second one. I think the third one, that is, with our current cash, we are expected to reach profitability. And I think that, you know, because of that, we remain excited that we're in the right market, at the right space, at the right time. And it is an exciting and dynamic market to be part of.
Excellent stuff. Stuart, good to chat to you. And like I say, exciting market, lots to come, lots of news hopefully to come. So hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.